Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3412BN. Today's date is July 26th, 2024, and the title of the episode is "The Old Guard is Being Exposed and Forced to Destroy Itself. Nothing Can Stop This." You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see what is happening, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. The old guard is being exposed, and at the same time, they're forced to destroy themselves. And the people of this country are watching it completely and utterly play out. First, we had phase one. They needed to get rid of Biden, and they brought in Obamala. So now Obamala, she is going to be the new candidate, the shiny object. And we could see already that they made a really big deal about Obama. They played that up very, very nicely, where he was like, I don't think Kamala can win. I don't have faith in her that she can pull this off. Look at the poll numbers. They're not there. Now, you need to remember, this is all being done for what? It's all being done for the DNC. They have a virtual roll call coming up. They need to put everything into place. They need to build this up. They need the shiny object out there. They build it up using the press that Obama is unsure, and everyone's going, oh, maybe it shouldn't be her. Maybe that's the wrong person because Obama, he's unsure. Then all of a sudden, the poll numbers come out, and the poll numbers, of course, they're manipulated, showing Kamala, oh, wow, look, she's even or beating Trump now. And now, of course, what happens? People go, well, you think Obama now is going to endorse her? And of course, he, in the end, was going to endorse her. Why? Because this is all being prepped for what's coming up. He needed to build this up. He needed everyone to be looking at the shiny object, because what are they going into right now? They're going into who's going to be the nominee. And they're headed towards a virtual roll call, which is going to happen next week. And then they have the DNC later in August. So yes, this all has to be built up. You're going to have Hollywood. You're going to have the fake news, you're going to have the corrupt politicians. They're all going to be letting everyone know that she's the best thing since sliced bread. And they're going to try to cover up everything that she's involved with. But that is failing right in front of their eyes. So what you're actually seeing, you're seeing the deep state players, they are now being exposed, and they're actually showing everyone, look, we are criminals. Look what we do. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. We don't care what the voters say. And the public is watching this while they see the record of Kamala, the record of Biden. I do believe the last part of this is they're going to make a move on Biden because they want complete and utter control. They're going to most likely remove him from the presidency, or which is actually the residency. And I believe Obama, in the end, wants control of this entire thing. And of course, Kamala, she'll just do whatever he says. So in the end, he won't have to deal with Biden, who's stubborn, gets in his way, doesn't listen half the time. This way, he can have full control and dictate to Kamala in exactly what to do. Now, I don't know if Kamala is going to make it to the end, because the poll numbers are going to be pretty darn bad. And if they wanted to lose, they could have just left Biden in there. So The poll numbers, the real poll numbers I'm talking about, the internal poll numbers, which they know that Kamala can never pull this off. So I do believe they're ready to maybe make another switch if they can. Remember, this is planned out. The Patriots, they try to push the deep state this way a little bit, that way a little bit, to doing what they want. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually sent us a message letting us know that the plan is going pretty darn well. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing all of this play out. And as we get closer and closer to the election, what's going to happen? Well, the shiny object, everything that they've been talking about, is going to wear off. The poll numbers, they're going to go pretty much back to the way they were. Everyone's going to realize that Kamala, she's not going to be able to pull this off. And you're going to see the D's, they're going to scramble. Now, is this going to push them into bringing someone else in? Is this going to push them because they won't be able to cheat in the election and they know they won't be able to make or create as many ballots as they need? It's going to be completely and statistically impossible. So I do believe where all this is headed is most likely they might try to force someone else in there if people, their party, accepted Kamala without voting. Why won't they just accept another person? Because remember, their entire narrative is we just got to get rid of Trump. So whatever we got to do, are you with us? And when you look at the Tea Party is kind of splitting right now. The Tea Party is saying, well, wait a minute, we're not following the rules anymore. We're not doing this the right way. And those individuals that are in the middle, they're kind of moving away from all this. Yes, you have the far left saying, yeah, do whatever you got to do to get rid of them. Let's just put anyone in there. We don't care if we break the rules. But when you look at the middle ground Democrats, they're now thinking to themselves, what am I watching right now? Is this right? And I do believe this is how Trump and the Patriots are forcing the D party to actually destroy themselves. And when you really look at it, you can see it's happening in real time. And nothing's going to stop this. I do believe the plan is going the way it's supposed to go. Now, remember, we are at war. There are casualties. It's very upsetting that there are casualties. People are going to go to prison. I think Trump and the Patriots, they have always known this. They've always known that when we started out and we put this thing into motion called the plan, that with any type of battle, you're going to have casualties, which is a terrible thing. And those individuals that passed away during the shooting, it's a terrible thing that that had to happen. Those individuals that are in prison, it's a terrible thing that had to happen. But when you step back and you take a look, this could have gone a completely different way. Think about it. If Trump went directly at these individuals, they don't care about we the people. They don't care about this country. They'll destroy it in a split second. So if he went directly at them, say with the military, let's say he said, you know something, I'm going to bring in the military and I'm going to get these individuals without having control over anything. What do you think their next move would be? Do you think they would just sit back? Because remember, you would have to round up all the people and all their connections and everything around the world. Or do you think they would have done something to this country, nuclear explosion or something like that? I do believe so. I do believe they would have done something so horrific. They would have said, okay, your move. What are you going to do now? We destroyed a city. Go ahead. You're coming after us. Try to arrest more people. And I think Trump knew that if we went directly at the deep state players, it wouldn't end well. If you have the people with you, if you have the people seeing the truth, if you have the people recognizing who the true enemy is, that weapon is the most powerful weapon you could ever create. Yes, a nuclear blast is very powerful, but when you have a country coming together and you have a country recognizing who the enemy is and the country is saying, yes, go after them. The deep state, they've already lost. I do believe they've already lost. We're just watching the final moves play out. And remember, this is war. War is not nice. It's not clean. War is horrific. But again, when you look at this, we could have done it the other way, where there's probably be a civil war, or we could have done it this way, where, yes, we might have casualties. Very sad thing that happens. Sad thing that people go to prison. Sad thing people die. But we would have had a lot more. Just like with COVID, if you really look at it, they wanted everyone locked down for 10 to 12 years. Imagine what the world would be like if they locked us down, told you you couldn't get out of your house, you had to wear a mask all the time, You couldn't go to work. You were getting your allotment every month. You had no food on your table. You go to the supermarket. There was nothing there. You couldn't get fuel. Because why? Because everything would have been shutting down. People would have gone crazy. Loss of life would be in the hundreds of millions. The same thing with if Trump went directly at them. And we always have to remember that this is war. And I do believe we are winning this war. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about Kamala Harris, or Obamala, because the House, they voted in favor of a resolution condemning border czar Kamala Harris for the open border catastrophe. Six Democrats voted with every Republican: Petola, Golden, MGP, Caraveo, Don Davis, and Cellular. So we could see that, yes, we have good patriots in there. They're going after Obamala. But once again, when it gets to the Senate, when this moves up the chain, nothing really is going to happen. Because remember, the patriots, they are not in control of D.C. right now. The patriots, they're not in control of what is going on. And still, the criminal syndicate, they still have their people in place. But again, all these things that are already passed, I do believe this is a good start. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see Gavin Newsom, or as Trump would call him, Gavin Newsom, he is now prepared and ready to clean up California. He's going to remove the homeless. Now, there was a Supreme Court ruling to do this, but why did he do it right now? Well, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, why didn't Gavin Newsom do this a long time ago? He's only doing it because, just like crooked Joe Biden, his radical left Democrat presidential candidate, lying Kamala Harris, is losing big in the polls. They just did it for political reasons because she comes from California and looks terrible right after the election. It will go back to slum-like condition unless we win. Then America will be great again. Remember, this is what these individuals always do. During an election year, they tell you everything that you want to hear. They clean up everything. They make everything look great. And as soon as they win, what happens? Everything goes back to the way it was. Actually, if you look at the economy right now, the same thing's happening. They're manipulating the numbers. They released oil onto the market. They removed things from the inflation calculation. They're telling you that everything is great. But in reality, that's not what's happening. But they want you to believe this because we have an election coming up. They back off on all their agendas, but they've already put it out there and they can't take it back. And what's very interesting is that the fake news, they're trying to protect Obamala, and they keep saying, oh no, she's not the border czar, and they're trying to make their case. But every time they try to make the case, people on X, people on Truth, people on Rumble, they keep pointing out, look, ABC said it, NBC said it, all these fake news stations, they've all said she's the border czar. Biden even said she's the border czar. And we could see that the border is a complete and utter disaster. They know this. They know, and this is why they're saying that she's not the border czar, because when people look at the border, what do they see? It's a disaster. Now, what's very interesting is that the National Border Patrol Council, President Brandon Judd, said Kamala Harris knows what she needs to do. I gave her all the policies she needed, and she refused to implement them. She does not care about you. Trump does. This is a man for the presidency. Absolutely. And really think about this. Biden came into office, reversed everything that Trump did, opened the border, stopped the building of the wall. And Trump, I do believe he didn't finish the wall on purpose. Now, remember, he's a builder. He knows how long things are going to take. He knows with his crew how much they can build. I do believe he left it there because he said all Biden has to do is continue with what I'm doing and the border is going to be secure. So all he has to do is finish the wall, keep everything in place. Everything will be great. Now, he knew that he wasn't going to finish the wall. He was going to let everything rest. Remember, it was all paid for. Everything was paid for. He was just going to leave it there, and he was going to reverse all his policies. He wanted the people to see the truth. And if the border is so great, and they did such a great job, what's the problem with the border czar title then? Representative Jim Jordan, if Obamala has done such a good job managing the border crisis, then shouldn't Democrats and the media be proud of her border czar title? Well, the reason they're not should tell you everything you need to know. And I think people, they realize this now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that when Benjamin Netanyahu came to the United States, Obamala decided to snub him. And she decided to go and speak in front, I think, of a sorority in college or something like that. But she did meet with him for a very short period of time in front of the press, and then they took a meeting in the back room. RNC Research on X put this out and said, Kamala's appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after she snubbed his address to Congress lasted a grand total of 14 seconds before the press was kicked out of the room. I can't even imagine how all that went. It was most likely a complete and utter disaster. And of course, you don't want the press in there and you don't want the press to know what was going on. Biden did this many, many times before, and I don't believe Obama is any different. Now, the other thing is you could see that on one side you have Trump. He is now preparing everything for peace. He's meeting with foreign leaders. He had Viktor Orban go out and visit with Zelensky, visit with Putin, visit with Xi. Zelensky wants to know what Trump's peace plan is. Putin's saying the same exact thing. And I do believe he's setting everything up and preparing for peace because we know what is coming. They're going to be pushing war like we've never seen before. And what's very interesting is you're going to continually hear stories that we have close encounters with Russia. Oh, they're flying in restricted airspace. Oh, we had to send jets up. And that's exactly what we're seeing. The North America Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, has announced that it intercepted two Russian and two Chinese bombers in Alaska's air defense identification zone. So we had a Russian Tu-95 Bear and a Chinese H-6 bomber. And this marks the first time ever that H-6 bombers entered the Alaska zone, which is very, very interesting. So NORAD, they immediately scrambled U.S. and Canadian fighters to intercept and monitor the inbound foreign aircraft. And the Russia and Chinese sides later confirmed their aerial forces had conducted joint strategic aerial patrol in the relevant airspace of the Bering Sea. So right there, you could see that they're bringing this out there because they want everyone to know that, look, they're working together. They have their bombers and they're flying close to the United States. And they're trying to make people believe that they're doing this because they're preparing and getting ready for war. That's the narrative that they're building. They do this very, very slowly, and they try to convince the people. See, that was a scary moment. Now we're going to have a couple more scary moments. Add that on top of the United States maybe getting attacked or having an explosion out over the ocean, having a cyber attack. You can start to put the pieces together, and you can start to see exactly what's going on. And when you look at Obama, you can see very, very clearly that she was doing everything that Obama wanted, just like Biden was. But Biden, he was a little tougher to deal with. He's very stubborn. Obama, Biden, they really don't get along. And I do believe from the very, very beginning, he always wanted Kamala in this spot. And now he has Kamala in that spot. And that's why he endorsed her, because this is what he always wanted. He wanted this DEI person there to follow everything that he wanted to do. Because everything that he wants to do is the 16-year plan. It's infiltration from within. It's destroy the borders, blend the country, bring the invading force in, start the war overseas, sell the secrets, sell the uranium, and make sure the United States loses and destroy the United States once and for all and get rid of the Constitution. That's the plan. That's what they have always planned on. And he just needed DEI people to carry this out. Why do you think they brought in DEI people into government? Because you couldn't have people there that questioned anything. You needed people there that actually were brainwashed, think the way you think, and can be controlled. Just look at Cheadle. Just look at Mayorkas. Just look at all these individuals. Most of them were blackmailed. Some aren't. Some are just DEI. And they need these people to follow the orders, and they need to have them carry them out. And that's what we're seeing. And when you look at Obama, you can see she's doing exactly what she's being told to do. And if you're going to destroy a nation, what do? You do it from within. RNC Research put this out and said, Kamala Harris rails against restricting sexual explicit and pornographic content from elementary schools. Because what do to change a country? You change the young. The same thing happened in Nazi Germany. But you can see everything starting to really backfire. Attorney General Andrew Bailey put this out and said, the court just granted our motion to block Joe Biden's unlawful rewrite of Title IX that allows biological males into female spaces, a huge win for women and girls across the country. Absolutely. And you can see their agenda is completely and utterly backfiring on them. And it will continue to backfire because why? The Constitution stands strong. And once the people recognize what's going on, the people fight against it and the people bring these individuals to court. And most of the time, they lose. Because when you're doing something unconstitutional or against the rule of law, you can make the case very, very easily. And if you get a good judge, they'll rule against what they're trying to do. And this is why when you look back in time, they tried this with COVID. They tried it with the vaccine, trying to mandate it. They tried to tell people what to do. They acted like dictators. If you notice, everything backfired on them because we have the Constitution. We have a Constitution like no other. It is a contract that we, the people, give the government. We're telling the government, this is what you have to abide by. This is what you have to follow. And if you violate it, then we don't need you in office. Because again, you are our servants. You serve us. And what we want, what the will of the people want, that's what you have to do. But again, when you have a criminal syndicate in there, they're not following the will of the people. They're following the people that installed them. They're following their masters. But you could see when Obama gave her speech out in Wisconsin, they took those individuals and they bussed them into D.C. when Netanyahu was making a speech. And again, they put them on white buses. We know who's bussing them in. And you can see that they're building up the narrative that Iran is now paying the protesters. I wonder why they'd be doing this. Are they trying to start a war? Are they trying to have everyone focus on Iran? I do believe so. And remember, Iran does fund Hamas, and they're trying to make the case that Iran is also involved in the shooting of Trump. Iran is also involved in these protests. Iran is involved in everything. But again, when you look closer, who's really involved in all of this? It's the deep state players. Trump has told us, and our founding fathers have told us, that the real threat is from within. And I think people now are starting to see this. But when Netanyahu was giving a speech, the same Antifa crowd who dressed up like Black Lives Matter supporters, they've changed their costumes. Now they're Hamas supporters. And all they did was change costumes, same exact people. They decided to destroy things. They went ahead, they put graffiti on everything. They lit the flag on fire. How many arrests were there? Was anyone really taken to jail? Were they thrown into the gulag? No, not really. Why? Because this is the deep state's foot soldiers. Remember, there's many different levels. You have Antifa at the bottom level. They're the ones who create the havoc, the chaos, and everything else. And they need these people for distraction. They need these people to try to get others involved. But Tony Saruga, he decided to track all the devices that were in the crowd. And these are the phone devices. And he came out with something very, very interesting. He said, we have now identified 201 devices and growing that were at the Kamala Harris Milwaukee, Wisconsin rally yesterday that have now arrived in D.C. and are clashing with police. We have also identified the man with the metal baton threatening police. He was a regular in Seattle Antifa. For a handful of these dipshit idiots, a parent is a member of Congress, but most, if not all, come from wealthy elites, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, political families. America doesn't have a white supremacy problem. It has a spoiled, unhinged white liberal problem. Absolutely right. And remember, these are the elites that want what? They want control of the country. So they bring these people out, other people join, and these are the foot soldiers of the elite. And I think it's becoming very, very clear right now. And basically, just like they did during the BLM riots, what did they do to DC? They destroyed it. They spray painted everywhere. See, this is basically, if you look at this, the elites, these are the children of the elites, they're actually showing you by their actions how much they hate this country, how much they hate DC. Because once again, if Tony, and if he's right, which I do believe he is, if these individuals are the children of the elites and these individuals are okay with them doing this, they're telling you, look, we're going to destroy DC. We hate everything about it. We hate the Constitution. We hate this country. That's what they're really telling you when you really, really look very, very close at this. And of course, what do they have to do? They have to distract you with something else. Remember, if they're building up the idea that we're heading towards war and they needed to blame it on a country, you're going to pick countries out. Iran, which I do believe we already know that's one of the countries. Russia, we already know. And I do believe it's North Korea. These are their main countries that they're going to use most likely to start war. And you could see that they need to distract you. Don't look at who's in the crowds there. We want you to believe that Iran is funding all this. But we know it's Soros. We know It's the deep state players. We know it's all of them doing this. We have John Kirby out there. He's confirmed that Iran is funding the protests in U.S. He says, we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Once again, what are they doing? They're distracting you. Do you really think these Antifa people who were marching in BLM, do you think that came from Iran? Remember, they're the same exact people. It doesn't make any sense when you really step back and take a look at this. But again, what's happening? They're trying to create chaos. At Trump and the Patriots, they already know they're going to try to create chaos. They're going to try to create a civil war. People tend to panic in these types of situations. But when you have people where you want them, in the cities, out in the streets, is it easy to clean it all up? Absolutely. Julie Kelly put this out. It says, and this is on X, yesterday, Chris Wray claimed there is an alarming phenomenon of rising political violence. He insisted that the FBI won't tolerate violence on behalf of political causes. The FBI still hasn't condemned the latest Hamas insurrection or announced an investigation into the organizers and or participants. Now, once again, when you start to look at this, why at this point would you want to investigate or arrest these people? Don't you want them to be out in the cities bringing all the illegals out with them, bringing all the criminals out them to out there to round everyone up? Is this group big enough to make sure that this doesn't happen? No, I don't believe so. I believe let them carry it out. Let them do what they have to do. Because again, you want to bring these people out onto the streets. You want to show the country who they are. And it makes it a lot easier to round up. But as we approach the presidential elections, as we move forward, what are people seeing? They're seeing who the true terrorists are. They're seeing the people that hate this country. And Wokeness put this out, and it says, guess which one is on the FBI's radar? On the left has grandma with American flag walking in the Capitol during January 6th, taking pictures in awe of, wow, I'm in the Capitol. Then you have the Antifa individual, all dressed up, faces covered like Hamas, and the FBI is not looking at them, but only looking at grandma. This should tell everyone everything they need to know. And I think people now are seeing this. And as this grows, people are going to be what? Okay with rounding them up. They're already seeing the violence at DC. You're going to see it in other cities very, very soon. Do you think in the end, you think the people are going to be okay with rounding all these people up? I do believe so. Remember, you bring everything full circle. Now, I want to talk about the things that people are afraid to say out loud. Who is in control of America's nukes? It's not Biden. Meanwhile, we have Russian ships off the coast of Florida and full-blown wars in Ukraine and Israel. The world is at its most unstable point since World War II, except now, with nuclear weapons. The stakes are 10 times higher. How do people like you and I stay safe? Every prepper needs to have RadioGuard ASE, the only FDA-approved drug to treat radioactive fallout. Only the feds have it until now. That's why I partnered with 5G Free, the only company in the world that has a supply of RadioGuard ASE and the ability to prescribe it prophylactically. Get their radiation emergency kit with RadioGuard ASE, potassium iodide, Zofran, and Geiger counter. There's simply no other tool in your arsenal to protect against radioactive threat. Go to 5gfree.com/x22 and use x22 to save 10%. I have a radiation kit and so should you. That's 5gfree.com/x22, code x22. When you have the people on your side, because the people are going to now demand it. The people are going to say, you know something? We've had enough. The majority of the people, they're going to demand that this be cleaned up. How do people signal that they want this? They elect Trump. And I do believe as they see more and more of this chaos, more and more people are going to come to the side. Even the D's. The D's, the moderate D's are going to go, you know something? I've had enough. I see what's happening. The D party's done. And I might be in limbo right now. I might not know who I should choose. But I can't pick Kamala right now. I can't pick her. And I do believe that's why the other part of the plan that's coming up to actually move these people over to Trump is war. To show people, look, they're for war, I'm for peace. And I do believe that will be one of the gigantic pushes to push people who are thinking about maybe voting for Trump, but maybe they're holding off on it. I think this will push them to the other side. And I think it's going to be a lot of people that's going to be pushed to that side. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that the terrorists, they decided to take down all the American flags. And remember, when you see this, remember, these are the elite's children. It's their army. They're showing you how much they hate this country. And what are the Jewish people actually seeing? They're seeing, wow, they're really anti-Semitic. And Kamala is supporting this. The Democrats are supporting this. They're starting to wake up. That's what they're seeing. Actually, Elon Musk put this out and said, people who have been lifelong Democrats refuse to accept the clear reality that the Democratic Party is rapidly becoming openly anti-Semitic. This trend is accelerating, not slowing down. Knock, knock. Hello, Captain Obvious here. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe this is to show the people the truth. Remember, we're removing the old guard. We're exposing and we're forcing them to destroy themselves. I think we're starting to see this now. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, if those people rioting in Washington yesterday were Republicans, conservatives, they all be in jail right now, facing 10 to 20 year sentences. Under this crooked administration, nothing will happen to them. And he's absolutely right. And that's what people are seeing now. People now are waking up. People are seeing the truth. And when they see the riots, when they see the chaos, they're going to want someone who's going to follow the rule of law, who's going to have law and order. And that individual is going to be Trump. You're starting to see how this is all playing out. And if you notice, Trump is getting the police on his side. The police organizations, they're on his side. And actually, the VP for Fraternal Order of Police, they are now warning that if Obama is running this country, we're going to have an unmitigated disaster for public safety in this country. And he's absolutely right. Because, again, think about what Obama wants. They don't want police. They want the police defunded. They want the criminals on the streets. Their mission is to destroy this country. But every time they try to destroy it, what do the Patriots do? They come out and they put things back into place. Ryan Schmetz put this out and said, Speaker Johnson, a group of House Republicans led by Representative Williams say the Pledge of Allegiance after replacing the American flags that were taken down by those protesting Prime Minister Netanyahu visit to the Capitol. So they went out and they replaced all the flags. When was the last time you saw the Democrats do this? When was the last time you saw the D's go out and say, you know what, let's replace all the flags? No, they don't do any of this because they use their foot soldiers to destroy the flags. And I think people now could see this, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that while the FBI director was testifying, he actually admitted that the gallows that were erected on January 6th that were intended to assassinate Vice President Mike Pence, that they weren't really there for that reason. Thomas Massey put this out and said, Biden recently alleged that the gallows erected on January 6th were intended to assassinate Vice President Mike Pence. But today, the FBI director disagreed with that assessment. And again, you could see they made up all these lies. They are trying to convince people that something happened when it really didn't. And when you look at January 6th, when you look at what happened with BLM, when you look at what's happening now with Hamas, it's always the same people. So the people that orchestrated January 6th, yes, it was Antifa, FBI, it's all part of the same system. And from the very, very beginning, what have they been trying to do? They've been trying to get rid of Trump. Biden, he tried over and over and over. Actually, before that, it was Hillary and Obama. They tried to remove Trump when he was in office, even when before he got into office. Then Biden, he became the president. I do believe that is part of the pause where Biden, he was going to wake the people up. Trump was going to allow him to implement the 16-year plan so people would actually see how they're trying to destroy the country. And Biden tried and tried and tried, and I do believe the last thing was an assassination. And when that didn't happen and they couldn't complete the mission, that's when they decided, okay, we had enough with Biden. He's not going to be able to win the election. He's not going to be able to pull this off because we can't create that many ballots. So we're going to have to change it up and we're going to have to replace him. And I think Obama at this point in time wants complete and utter control. But Mike Davis put this out on X and said, Biden attempted to bankrupt Trump, throw Trump in prison for life, throw Trump off the ballot, and almost got Trump killed. When Biden failed, Democrat insiders overturned the will of 14 million Democrat primary voters and ousted Biden in a bloodless coup. Democracy. Absolutely. Now, Biden, he made his announcement and he endorsed Kamala, which I do believe everyone knew that was going to happen. But what was very interesting is Biden looks pretty darn bad, and he had a bruise on his face. I wonder if this is the hard way that Nancy Pelosi was talking about. Hans put this out and said, nowhere else on earth except North Korea maybe could a president be hidden from the public view for a week and then show up with a giant bruise on his chin without anyone in the media making a peep about it. No one's asking questions. Does that make any sense? Well, it does, because, again, the fake news is part of the criminal syndicate, and they're not going to ask any type of questions. But Dan Scavino, he put this out on X and says, President Trump departing Charlotte, North Carolina on Trump Force One. Now, there's a picture of Trump. It's black and white. It's a picture of Trump looking at the big screen and watching Biden give his farewell address, basically, telling everyone that he's all for Obama law now. Now, again, why would Scavino be putting this up? I do believe they're sending a message. And when you look at the timestamp, it says 8:58. And if you go to post 8:58, down below, it says, trust the plan. So I do believe the plan is working. I do believe the deep state players, they are moving in the direction that the Patriots want them to go. And I do believe now we're getting Obama front and center. And we might even have a switch after this, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is everyone is calling into question about the money that Obama has raised. And we know that they use Act Blue. We know that they launder the money. We know that they use people's names to make it look like there's very small little donations that are being donated. And Harmeet Dhillon posted this and actually is referring to Matt Bernard. And it says, Act Blue disabled their credit card verification process. So that as long as the card numbers are valid, the name and address don't need to match the actual card owners. No other donation platform allows this, and it results in higher transaction fees. Why? Harmeet says, why is this allowed by the FEC? Now, remember, the FEC chairman told the Democratic Party, told the Harris Party, that this, that them receiving the war chest from Biden is in violation. And basically, the Democrats wrote a letter back to him saying, shut the F up. So you could see that they're not going to follow the rules. They're not going to follow the law. And they are doing whatever they possibly can to win. Now, again, the people are watching this. The people are watching all this play out. The people are seeing that their party is not what they thought it was. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they have forced the D's into this position. And by forcing them to do this, they're actually destroying themselves, if you really think about it. But Carl Higbee exposed the DNC smurfing scandal. $200 million in irregular donations disguised to appear like small donations. So Newsmax, Carl Higbee, has done a deep dive on the FEC reports using the number of donations as the data point to track. What he discovered about donations to Act Blue, I don't think it's going to really surprise that many people. Because what they do is they use all these names and they filter in the money through these names, and it looks like very small donations. And I remember going back in time, I think it was James O'Keefe who went door to door asking people, did you vote? Did you pay? Did you send a donation to Act Blue? And the person goes, no, I never did that. I did it once, maybe for 500 or 200 or 100, but I've never done it any time after that. And people were very, very surprised to hear that their names were being used for small donations. So we could see how they set this up. We could see how they do all of this. Now, think about what the media is doing now with Obama. They are definitely building her up, making it seem like she's the best thing since sliced bread. And what everyone else is doing, they're pointing out she's part of the problem. And the news is having a very, very difficult time keeping the narrative. And this is why Axios and many of the fake news outlets, that's why they had a backtrack on the borders are thing, because they're trying to erase all of that. But with the digital soldiers, and there are so many of the digital soldiers, as they keep marching forward and showing people, no, the fake news is lying. No, here's the truth. Let's go back in time. Remember, nothing's deleted. Nothing's erased. And with the internet today, you can pull things up very, very quickly, a lot quicker than actually the fake news. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, according to the media, Kamala was not the border czar. Kamala was not the most liberal U.S. senator. Kamala did not promote defund the police. Kamala did not say 18 to 24-year-old were dumb. And Donald Trump never got shot. You don't hate these people enough. And actually, Newsweek did put out an article saying Donald Trump might not have been shot after all. Now, of course, they're taking that from the FBI when Christopher Wray testified saying, you know, there were fragments and things like that. And they're trying to use this to make it seem like Trump wasn't actually shot. And they're trying to build this narrative up because remember, he's pulling ahead, way ahead in the polls, and they need to do something to bring it back to a level playing field, which they're not going to be able to do no matter what they try to do, because people, they're realizing that the fake news is just that, fake news. Now, what's very interesting is that Obama, there was a lot of news out there. They were saying that Obama wasn't going to endorse Kamala Harris, that he was very upset and he's looking at the poll numbers and she will not be able to beat Trump in the election. Well, again, if you're going to promote someone and you're trying to make them the shiny object, what you got to do is you got to put the focus on the shiny object and you got to make a case that, hey, the poll numbers aren't where we want them to be. And if the poll numbers were where they should be, then we would endorse Kamala. Now, he was going to do this no matter what, because this is his plan. It's Obamala. So as soon as they said, oh, he doesn't think that, you know, she's going to be able to beat him, what did the poll numbers do? They started to put out the fake poll numbers and they started to make it look like that Kamala was going to be able to beat Trump. And they put out the fake polls. Oh, look, she's ahead 52 to 48 or whatever the numbers were. And all of a sudden, what happened? Obama endorses Kamala. And he put this out on X and says the following. Earlier this week, Michelle and I called our friend Kamala Harris. We told her we think she'll make a fantastic president of the United States and that she has our full support at this critical moment for our country. We're going to do everything we can to make sure she wins in November. We hope you'll join us. And yeah, they'll make sure that they cheat to try to make her win. But again, we don't know if she's going to be the final candidate. And I do believe that we're going to see Obama take place. I do believe at this point in time, they're probably going to try to remove Biden as the resident and actually make Kamala the acting president. I do believe this is their push to use the 25th Amendment because going into the presidential race, I think Obama wants full control. Even when they lose, he still wants full control because what do they got to do? They need chaos. They need to bring us to war. They're following the 16-year plan. And without this control, I don't believe they'll be able to pull this off. And I do believe this is why he wants full control. Because again, he has a DEI person. She'll just do exactly what she's being told to do. And we're going to see this all play out. Now, what's very interesting, Obama is trying to convince everyone that Trump is trying to backpedal on the debate because, again, Trump said he'll debate her, but he wants to change the rules. Remember, the rule agreement was with Biden. He had mental deficiencies. He had dementia, whatever. He couldn't function. So Trump said, go ahead, do it. I'm going to destroy you anyhow because we know what this is all about. Oh, Harris now is trying to convince everyone that he can't backpedal, that this is already set. No, it was set with Biden. It wasn't set with her. And again, she doesn't have the same deficiency. She has other deficiencies, but not the same. Trump campaign put out a statement on general election debates. It says, given the continued political chaos surrounding crooked Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, general election debate details cannot be finalized until Democrats formally decide on their nominee. There is a strong sense by many in the Democratic Party, namely Barack Hussein Obama, that Kamala Harris is a Marxist fraud who cannot beat Trump. And they're still holding out for someone better. Therefore, it would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. You think that's going to happen? They're not saying it just to say it. So I do believe we might see something else happen. And when you look back in time, you look at 1968, remember, they're having the DNC in Chicago back in 1968. This is the first time it's back in Chicago. And back then there were riots because of the Vietnam War. And Paul Sperry points out the ominous parallels. 1968, RFK runs for POTUS. 2024, RFK Jr. runs for POTUS. 1968, RFK assassinated. 2024, DJT almost assassinated. 1968, Dem POTUS drops out of race. 2024, Dem POTUS drops out of race. 1968, Dems hold convention Chicago with riots. 2024, Dems to hold confab Chicago with rioting? I do believe so. It looks like they're following the path here. And this is very interesting. But when you start to look at Trump's assassination attempt, we're getting more and more info that there is no way that this kid was able to pull this off. And remember, this was a setup. This was an op. And basically what Biden and team have done, and others, Obama was included in this, Soros probably, they did everything possible to make sure that Trump was assassinated. That's why you're seeing all this. This op was put into place, and they made sure that every single thing would go wrong. They would have the worst people on duty, and they made sure that this operation would succeed, which it didn't. Why? Because they're clowns. That's why. And we're finding out more and more about what happened. Josh Howley put this out and said, whistleblower tells me local law enforcement partners and suppliers offered drones to Secret Service before the rally, but Secret Service declined. Why would they decline? Because again, this was all being set up to do what? It was being set up to take him down. That was the operation. It wasn't there. They weren't there to protect him. The operation was to make sure that he got assassinated, and it completely and utterly failed. And then we come to find out that Thomas Matthew Crooks might have had an account on Gab. Kanako the Great put this out and said, Thomas Matthew Crooks made 9 posts on Gab supporting Biden COVID lockdowns and Biden border policies, according to Gab founder Andrew Torba. So that's very interesting. So it's the opposite of what they've told us, that he registered as a Republican, he was on Trump's side. So again, their story is completely and utterly falling apart. And since Newsweek put that out, that article that, hey, because Christopher Wray, when he was testifying, said it might have been shrapnel that hit Trump, Ronnie Jackson decided, okay, I'm going to just tell you exactly what happened. He said, absolutely irresponsible for Chris Wray to make such a statement as director of the FBI. Another political motivated move by the man that has repeatedly weaponized his office to tear down President Trump. What little credibility he may have left is gone. And after recklessly suggesting Trump might not have been hit from a bullet, it was a bullet. I've seen the wound. Pathetic. Absolutely. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. FBI Director Christopher Wray told Congress yesterday that he wasn't sure if I was hit by a shrapnel, glass, or a bullet. The FBI never even checked. But he was sure that crooked Joe Biden was physically and cognitively uneventful. Wrong. That's why he knows nothing about the terrorists and other criminals pouring into our country at record levels. His only focus is destroying J6 patriots, raiding Mar-a-Lago, and saving radical left lunatics, like the ones now in D.C. burning American flags and spray painting our great national monuments with zero retribution. No, it was unfortunately a bullet that hit my ear and hit it hard. There was no glass. There was no shrapnel. The hospital called it a bullet wound to the ear. And that is what it is. No wonder the once storied FBI has lost the confidence of the American people. And once again, they're trying to play this off. And I think we know why. Because once again, Trump survived an assassination attempt. And the people now are rallying behind him. And when they're looking at the Secret Service, when they're looking at the FBI, when they're looking at all these different agencies, the people now can see that they are part of the criminal syndicate. But Trump, he did put something else out there on Truth. And it's very, very interesting. He said, if they do assassinate President Trump, which is always a possibility, I hope that America obliterates Iran, wipes it off the face of the earth. If that does not happen, American leaders will be considered gutless cowards. Now, really think about it. Do you think Iran was actually setting this up and trying to assassinate Trump? I mean, I think they want to make it look that way to get us into what? War. Can you imagine if they actually took out Trump and they blamed it on Iran? What do you think would have happened? War would have started. This is why they were coming up with that entire narrative. But again, who was trying to assassinate Trump? It was from the inside. It was the deep state players. And you could see every step of the way, there are more and more organizations like the National Association of Police Organization. They're endorsing Trump and they're not endorsing Obama or Biden or anyone else. Dan Scavino put this out and said, the National Association of Police Organizations endorses Trump to be the 47th POTUS. Founded in 1978, NAPO now represents more than 1,000 police units and association and 241,000 sworn law enforcement officers who share a common dedication to fair and effective crime control and law enforcement. And every step of the way, Trump is getting the Culinary Institute, getting the unions, getting the police unions, the organizations, and you can see that he's bringing the people to his side. He is winning. And yes, in the end, the people are going to take back this country. But again, if we're using the deep state system, can we override it? I do believe we can. We can make it too big to rig. And I do believe we can override it. But I think Trump, he wants to show the deep state players and the world that the people are behind him. And I think he wants to show that he won in a landslide. And what's coming out every single day is how the deep state is trying to protect what they did in the 2020 election. Remember, the cover-up always gets you. It's not really the act. It's actually what you do afterwards to cover up your crime, because that proves that you committed a crime. Liz Harrington put this out and said, Raffensperger General Counsel is holding evidence hostage from the state election board. They can only see the ballot images if they agree to drop the investigation into why there were over 20,000 unsubstantiated votes in both the original and machine recount in 2020. Again, the cover-up always gets you. And what's very interesting is we could see that we are now seeing more and more stories about hackers, about cyber attacks, and every day there's another story. And hackers, it seems that they have the ability now to bypass secure email gateways with sophisticated malware and exploits. So they have the ability to get around things. And I don't think this is on purpose. I think this is what they want to happen, because I do believe they're going to most likely simulate a major cyber attack. Now, there might be certain cyber attacks happening, but I think they're going to simulate a major, major cyber attack. And we just recently had a cyber attack that hit a smelting at U.S. mine. So earlier this month, it hit Sibanye Stillwater's system, and it brought down their production. So for a short period of time, we also see that the CrowdStrike hackers are threatening to leak sensitive information on adversaries. So this is very, very interesting how this is all playing out. And we could see that this is now building and building and building. I do believe we're going to see a lot more happen as we move into the month of August, because we know August is a very, very hot month. And I do believe the cyber attacks, the hacking stories, they're going to pick up. Actually, we're going to probably see a lot more hitting the water filtration systems, maybe some power outages, communications, to build up the narrative that we are now heading into that area where it's coming from other countries, mainly Russia, Iran, North Korea. And just recently, a North Korean man was charged in the hackings on U.S. hospitals. So it looks like they're already building the narrative right now. Again, they're going to be blaming this on North Korea. And actually, if you go back to the very beginning, this is how the 16-year plan was supposed to work. North Korea was actually going to kick off the war. And I do believe we're coming full circle right now. And I do believe that to come full circle, Trump is going to place those individuals that were going to bring us to war with the 16-year plan. And we could see that Obama, he's speaking out a lot more. Hillary is now speaking out a lot more. Obama now is controlling Kamala. I do believe he's going to take full control once they get rid of Biden. And I do believe we'll be moving into another phase. And actually, from Trump and Trump's team, it looks like they're not going to settle on any debates, because they might have another person come in. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But it looks like the plan is working the way it should be. And the people of this country are watching the D Party. The D Party is exposed, and the D Party is now being forced out in the open to destroy themselves, which means those people who are D's, who are watching this, they're now thinking to themselves, what is going on here? They might be all on board with Kamala because Obama and the rest are in the news are telling them to do so, But as things start to break down, and as we get closer to war, and if the country, I do believe, will be attacked, I do believe there'll be something that's going to happen with the open borders. I can see why it didn't happen yet, because who's the borders are? It's Obamala. So I do believe we're probably going to see an event on the, you know, because of the open borders. Everything's going to point back to Kamala, and this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for her, because now it's already set in stone that she is the border czar, and she's the one who caused all these problems. Then I do believe, because of that, we will then see other countries attack the United States. And this is all part of the 16-year plan to bring us to war. And once that happens, they're going to be looking at the person that's running. They're going to be looking at the chaos. They're going to be looking at the attacks on this country and the people, the D's. I mean, the Republicans, they're with Trump. Most of the independents, they're with Trump. Maybe there's some outliers out there. But the D party, remember, Trump said he can't do this with only half the country. They're going to be looking at this going, yeah, we can't vote for this person. This is why Obama might swap her out to try to give people confidence. I don't think it's going to work, but I think they might try it. And the people, they're going to be watching this play out. And as war continually builds, I think the people are going to come to their senses and say, you know something? We need someone that actually can control the situation, someone that can actually talk to these people and maybe usher in peace, because I do believe Trump is going to continually say he can stop all this. And I think people are going to be pretty darn nervous and afraid when the country is attacked and when there is an event that occurs inside this country because of open borders. And I think this is going to wake up a lot of people. And I do believe this is going to be a lot of the D's, and the D party, I think in the end, is going to cease to exist the way we know it, maybe not even exist anymore. But we'll have to see how that all plays out. But what we do know is that the Patriots, they're in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thank you.